stories, the news read by Ayish Mbile. In our top stories, Made in Cameroon products will shine at the 15th edition of the annual Central African Cross-Border Trade Fair, set to begin in Ebolova today. Honorable Lidiane Ipube is elected first vice president of the Female Network of the Parliamentary Assembly of La Francophonie, and Cameroon is topping the medal chart at the 5th African Nambudo Championship with 15 medals, 14 in gold and 1 in silver. Good afternoon. We begin with Parliament, where members of the Finance and Budget Committee of the National Assembly, headed by Honorable Rosette Ayayi, have carried out a substantive study of the bill to ratify the ordinance to amend and supplement some provisions of the December 19, 2023 Finance Law of the Republic of Cameroon for the 2024 financial year. The bill, which increases the budget by 538 billion CFA francs in absolute terms and 8% in relative terms, was defended by the Minister of Finance, Louis-Paul Motazé. He now expounds on the essence of the ordinance, and he spoke to Doris Batitatoikwe.
Because of the transparency that we are looking for, the head of state has decided that since there are some changes that occurred in the running of the budget, those innovations should be put in the budget. This is why he signed this ordinance. And the first thing we have to say is that there is a slight increase in the budget. We are now more than 7,000 billion CFA francs. This is very important, and it comes from some elements. The first element is that as far as the resources are concerned, we have gained more resources. If you take the example of the taxation, the customs, and what we earn from our cooperation with our partners. In fact, there are some other resources that decreases. All what is related to the oil sector, we have a slight decrease of the resources. But at the end of the day, the most important thing is that we have a budget that has increased.
Minister Louis-Paul Motazé. Later on this afternoon, members of the Committee on Constitutional Laws will meet to examine the bill extending the term of office of members of the National Assembly. The draft legal document tabled at the National Assembly yesterday proposes an extension of the term of office of the People's Representatives to March 30, 2026. On the importance of the draft law, here is Albert Jembonde.
It is first and foremost important to note that extending the term of office of members of the National Assembly falls in line with legal provisions, notably Article 15, Paragraph 4 of the Constitution of the Republic of Cameroon and Section 170 of the Electoral Code, which mandate the President of the Republic to do so in case of a crisis or where circumstances so warrant. Today, the circumstance is warranted by the need to lighten the electoral calendar, which normally would have provided for four major elections in Cameroon in 2025, the presidential, parliamentary and municipal, as well as the regional elections. The material organization of these elections are sensitive and complex and require the mobilization of important human resources and logistics. Such extension gives ELECA more time and space to ensure that the technical and operational procedures are carried out in a more serene manner, such that this does not put to doubt the credibility of the polls. Through the extension, government intends to avoid that the preparation of one election is not tangled in the build-up to another. Beyond this, organizing an election entails significant financial resources. In this particularly difficult economic context, and four elections in a year would have made the task cumbersome and difficult for the government, especially looking at the fact that more financial resources would be needed in the northwest and southwest regions, which continue to face security challenges despite a commendable improvement of the situation.
Albert Jembonde. Now on to today's top story. The Central African Cross-Border Fair opens today in Ebolova with the arrival of exhibitors. The platform for the meeting of formal and informal actors from government institutions and the private sector is considered as a moment of great discovery. Our reporter Paulina Buake from the South Region now spotlights on some of the representatives of the South Region, as well as on the innovations at the Border Fair site in the Kovos Complex. Her report.
The capital city of the South Region, Ebolova, offers its riches to the general public. The city, which is preparing to host for 2 weeks the 15th edition of the Central African Cross-Border Fair, presents its potential, all specialities included. Close to trees, streams and fields, the city is full of numerous potentials, such as traditional pharmacopoeia. Régine Foinjang is a participant. For the Fotrac preparatives, which will take place in Ebolova, I am preparing so many products. I cure diabetes, cancer, just to name these. I will be at the trade fair to the benefit of all. It is also an engineering demonstration platform for craft specialists. The organizing committee makes the final adjustments. Daniel Latte, president of Fotrac.
We are waiting for all citizens of Cameroon and also those who are coming in the world, Africa and abroad, because we have to promote Made in Africa first, and in particular, Made in Cameroon.
Fotrac is a business and cultural meeting in the CEMAC zone. Operators are just waiting for the official start. Pauline Ambwakwe, CRTV South.
In effect, over 1,000 exhibitors and visitors are expected to grace this year's edition of the Central African Cross-Border Fair, Fotrac. The event is bringing together actors in the transnational trade and will run from today, July 7th, to the 21st of July under the theme Facilitating Exchanges, Encouraging Dialogue and Trans-Border Cooperation for Socioeconomic and Cultural Development in Central Africa in the Era of the African Continental Free Trade Area. George Muam highlights the importance of Fotrac and similar socio-cultural activities in the sub-region.
Promoters of transborder fairs and festivals in Central Africa continue to argue that culture can be a powerful vector of peace and development within the sub-region if the powers that be leverage on them. Thus, the 15th Central African Cross-Border Fair, to run for 2 weeks in Ebolova, chief town of the South Region of Cameroon, will bring together over 1,000 actors of cross-border trade from Cameroon, Gabon, and Equatorial Guinea, and is expected to further deepen social ties between the peoples of these countries. To feature on the program are reflections on the prevention of conflicts in Central Africa, opportunities and challenges of the African Continental Free Trade Area, cooking competition, and the exhibition and sale of products made in Africa. Like the promoter of the project dubbed Tour of Cameroon and CEMAC Festivals, Dr. Taiba Ngaba, the brains behind such transboundary sociocultural and economic manifestations, are of the opinion that sub-regional integration has been stalled in Central Africa because the authorities have not adequately exploited culture as an aspect of subtle diplomacy. They also cite as example the Mundang International Festival, organized for the first time in April 2023, and which brought together the Mundang communities of Cameroon, Chad, and those in the diaspora to brainstorm on the problems affecting their culture. The next edition of the festival is built for Chad next year.
George Muaman, in the analysis that follows, Rigobert Mania looks at the theme of the 2024 edition of the Cross-Border Fair within the framework of the African Continental Free Trade Area.
When the six member countries of CEMAC gather in KOC, discussions will be centered on how to facilitate trade exchanges, favor dialogue and cross-border cooperation in Africa within the framework of the African Continental Free Trade Area, ACFTA. These reflections towards fostering the ACFTA are gaining steam within the CEMAC area 42 months after the launch of what was seen as a strong bid to create a single continental market for goods and services in Africa, also framed to reduce trading issues such as different regulations from one African country to another. While it is too early to evaluate the grounds covered by the African Continental Free Trade Area, it is expected to raise incomes by 9% by 2035, lift 50 million people out of poverty on the continent. But the Economic Commission for Africa indicates that exchange rate within the CEMAC subregion stayed at 3% in 2023 compared to a continental average of 17%. The body ranks the CEMAC zone as the least integrated zone, despite having a strong socioeconomic potential. It is therefore imperative on participants at the 15th Central African Cross-Border Fair in KOC to quickly identify what is hindering easy trade exchange, cooperation and full integration, factors that should push the African Continental Free Trade Area project. Thank God there is dialogue on the agenda.
Rigobert Mania, our guest on the 3 p.m. for today is Gilbert Iweme, Continental Director of Accelerate Africa, a business model which advocates effective integration in markets. In a telephone interview with you, Rigobert Mania, he began by assessing the advantages that CEMAC countries, Cameroon in particular, stand to benefit in such a gathering within the framework of the African Continental Free Trade Area.
The African Continental Free Trade Area, the AFTA, is a very vast business opportunity, very vast market, 1.4 billion. The CEMAC market being part of it is important. So, a lot of Cameroon, you will see, made in Cameroon is still a very, very big problem. It's still dangling. There is not a good measure, a good policy for the successful implementation of the made in Cameroon, which has a very vast market first in Cameroon, the CEMAC, and then the regional hubs. So the FCFTA is a good tool that government need to create enabling environment for the implementation of the AFCFTA. Up to now, it's a very big challenge. How many industries do we have? How many industries do we have in Cameroon? Most of the made in Cameroon SMEs, they still live hand to mouth. They cannot produce large scale. They cannot scale their businesses. They cannot do mass production, which is a very, very big problem. And to complement this, we are talking about industrialization. We are talking about investment. So if we don't have these two put together, the AFCFTA implementation will be a fiasco.
So what do we need?
The implementation strategy is the first. When I talk of implementation strategy, free movement of goods and services. You will find that up to now, in Africa, there is a very big problem when it comes to free movement of people, not to talk of goods. I cannot move freely in Africa. I want to go to Tanzania, I need to pay a visa. I want to go to Ghana, I need to pay a visa. You see, these are the bottlenecks. The African Union need to create an enabling environment of free movement of people first. Second thing, then the goods now will follow, goods and services will follow. Number two, investment strategies across the African continent. How many investment, how many industries do we have in the African, in Africa, across the continent? We can count them, the Dangote and so on. So it's important that governments in Africa, they need to create business champions across the continent such that these guys will be able to industrialize and then implement the AFCFTA successfully. Investment opportunities is still a very big problem. We need guarantee funds. We need investment banks. We need financing to finance the small-scale farmers, to finance the small-scale processing units.
Mr. Gilbert Iweme, you are the Continental Coordinator of Accelerate Africa. It was a pleasure having you as guest on 3 p.m.
Thank you so much, Robert Maya. Thanks for having me.
And in more news, we take you to the West, where close to 2,000 children and youths in Balingude Division of the West Region of Cameroon are taking part in the fifth edition of Vacances Informatiques, a concept aimed at training young Cameroonians on how to use information and communication technologies during the summer holidays. The fifth edition, placed under the theme Promotion of Cybersecurity, was launched at the St. Kizito Catholic School, Balingou, yesterday by one of the promoters of the project, Honorable Rev Angeline Jacqueline Chana. Our West Regional Correspondent, Isaac Ngonkum, tells us more from Bazou.
The population of Balingou in Bazou subdivision, day division of the West region, in ecstasy this Saturday, July 6, on the occasion of the official launch of Vacances Informatiques in the area. Through diverse songs, poems, and dance steps, parents and learners express gratitude to the donors, Honorable Rev Angeline Jacqueline Chania and Honorable Jean-Claude Fete, alongside their partners, for connecting Bazou to the rest of the world through knowledge of information and communication technologies.
My name is Achue Kendo Degon. For this 5-year term, I've learned so many things in Microsoft Word and Excel. how to type, to calculate. So I want to say thank you, Honorable Chana Jacqueline.
Administrative officials and elite of the subdivision are not indifferent to the innovations. Patrick Kani Msue is the divisional officer of Bazu. Dr. Rabelaire Yankam, elite of the area.
So we think that is a very good project and we encourage their promises to continue.
We do appreciate the initiative of the member of parliament to train our children in this computer science.
For 6 weeks, participants will be edified on cybersecurity, artificial intelligence, the English language, their mother tongue, and culinary arts. The fifth edition is placed under the patronage of the Minister of Post and Telecommunications, Minette Libom Liliken. Isaac Ngonkum, CLTV News, Bazu.
On a sad note, the mortal remains of the former Secretary of State in the Ministry of Basic Education has been laid to rest. Late Minister André Mangai Wolo was buried yesterday in his native village, Okola, in the Lekki Division. Present were family members, friends, and some cabinet members. Among them, the minister in charge of missions at the Presidency of the Republic, Mr. Benoit Dong-Sumet. And this is CRTV News. You heard it in one of our top stories. The 49th edition of the Parliamentary Assembly of La Francophonie entered day two yesterday with the female network of parliamentarians advocating for increased funding to protect women in conflict zones. The meeting, which witnessed the election of Honorable Lidiane Poube as the first vice president of the caucus, was preceded by the Youth Network and the Association of La Francophonie Secretary Generals, who debated on migration and artificial intelligence. Esther Kima is on special assignment in Montreal, Canada, and now reports.
A hectic day two at the 49th Annual General Assembly of the Parliamentary Assembly of La Francophonie. The female caucus raises its voice against all forms of violence meted out against women and girls who are forced to endure brutal incidents of violence in conflict situations, exposed to fewer resources of protection, and oftentimes obliged to flee, leaving everything behind. The president of the network, Honorable Susie Chantal, underpinned the need for parliament to suggest the increase of funding to end violence, champion women's empowerment, and engage men in the change of mindsets. In the ensuing elective sitting, another diplomatic gain was recorded for Cameroon as Honorable Lidiane Poube moves from second to the first vice president of the network, acclaimed amongst others by Senator Pierrette Ayato.
We women, we are very, very touched by this sort of violence, and we have to provide psychological assistance, to provide formation after the conflict.
On the sidelines of the conclave, the Francophonie Youth Parliament, grouping some 80 young parliamentarians, were drilled on the effects of illicit migration, the brain drain phenomenon, and the imperative for youth to be engaged in self-empowerment through education. Meantime, the Parliamentary Association of Clerks of Francophonie Parliaments were studious on artificial intelligence and its implementation in lawmaking institutions. With the technology's capabilities and limitations examined, its potential to enhance parliamentary efficiency and assistance in the drafting of legislation were highlighted. Sitting in for the clerk of Cameroon's National Assembly, the APF Administrative Secretary, Buba Alidu, edified the members on Cameroon's digital legislation that seeks to include artificial intelligence systems.
Esther Kima reporting, and out of the country, voting is underway in France, counting for the second round of a snap election called by President Emmanuel Macron last month. According to data published by the French Interior Ministry, 26.63% of French voters cast their votes by midday, a level unseen since 1981. After taking the lead in the first round of the voting last Sunday, the far-right national rally under the watchful eye of Marie Le Pen is closer to power than ever before. Polling is due to end at 7 p.m. In sports, the fifth National Nambudo Championship ends this afternoon at the Yaounde Multipurpose Sports Complex. So far, Cameroon is topping on the ranking with 15 medals, 14 in gold and 1 in silver. For updates, we now join Ben Collins Newberry-Wo, who is on the line to the Yaounde Multipurpose Sports Complex. Good afternoon, Ben Collins.
Good afternoon, Ayimbile. Plenty of ambience out here at the Yaounde Multipurpose Sports Complex, where the Minister of Sports and Physical Education, Narcisse Moile Kombio, his representative, is expected for the closing ceremony of the ongoing fifth African Nambudo Championship. 12 countries, including the host, are in Yaounde for this competition that started this Friday. Among the 12, athletes from 3, Mauritania, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Burkina Faso are taking part in exhibition fights, while 9 countries are competing for medals in individual kata, team kata, and fight. All these in men and women's categories. After 2 days of competition, the host, Cameroon, is topping on the medal chart, like you announced, i.e., with a total of 15 medals, 14 of them in gold and 1 silver. Senegal is second with 1 gold medal. The competition ends this afternoon after the 7 events on program in both kata and fight. The 2 masks are set to receive athletes. Fans are anxiously waiting and animation is on, where Ben Collins Nyeberiwo is coming to you live for the TRTV News.
Thank you, Ben, for those updates. Now, still in sports and on a sad note, the mortal remains of the former Indomitable Lions coach, Jean-Pierre Sadi, has been laid to rest in his native Miteng village in Yoko subdivision, Bam and Kim division of the Central Region. Hundreds of mourners, amongst them government ministers, politicians, former Indomitable Lions, local authorities, religious leaders, as well as a cross-section of the population, answered present at the Yoko Sa SM field yesterday to celebrate the tactician who was Claude Leroy's assistant when Cameroon won her second AFCON in 1988. Harrison Ashu has the details in the following report.
The achievements of Coach Jean-Pierre Sadi were on the spotlight at the SA SM football field in Yoko as friends of his family, the local population, a cream of government officials, former Indomitable Lions coaches and players turn out in their numbers to pay their last respect to the tactician who died on the 30th of May in Yaounde. The director of the Cameroon Football Academy, Carl Enongachu, and the technical director of FECAFOOT, Angelbert Mbaraga, say his death is a big loss for Cameroon.
Statue Jean-Pierre was my mentor in the coaching field. He was my coach also when I was playing with Victoria United. And I remember one day he said, with my ability of not only playing, but trying to analyze the game, I could become a good coach. He's the one that made me to stop playing football. He was a nice father, always ready to help. It is really regretful.
He took me to create with him the Brasserie Football School in 1989. We went to Montague Tournament in France. We won 3 times, 93, 94, 95. It was a very great generation we developed. Very good players like Rigobert Song, Mukake Marcus, Salomon Lembe, Patrick Sufo, Pierre Romain, Samuel Eto'o, Jitap Jeremy, and so on. It was very pleasant. When we went out of the pitch and we went to the casino, he was dancing, saying, but, 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 but.
During the funeral ceremony, the parish priest of Yoko, Albert Boyongeno, preaching from the Gospel according to John, call on the mourners to be selfless as the deceased coach who detected and refined many legendary Cameroonian footballers. Before the mortal remains of Coach Jean-Pierre Sadi were laid to rest in his native Meteng village, his brother, Cameroon's Minister of Communication, René Emmanuel Sadi, on behalf of their family, thanked all who showed them support and love throughout the period of grief.
Harrison Ashu reporting, and here now are the results of the 4 matches of the National Handball Championship played this weekend. Fab Ladies humbled Soleil Levant 60-20. Tekase Ladies won Dynamic of Balato by 28-16. UB Ladies recorded their first win since the start of the championship, beating HBC of Douala by 28-24. In the men's category, fans won Spatial 30 22. Vito Boya defeated Soleil Devant 33-17. Renaissance of Douala humbled University of Boya by 31-16. And now to end the news, here once again are our top stories. Made in Cameroon products will shine at the 15th edition of the annual Central African Cross-Border Trade Fair set to begin in Ebolova. Today, Honorable Lidiane Pube has been elected first vice president of the female network of the Parliamentary Assembly of La Francophonie, and it was during the 49th annual session of the FPA, the APF, that is underway in Montreal, Canada. And Cameroon is topping the medal chart at the 5th African Nambudo Championship with 15 medals, 14 in gold and 1 in silver. The competition ends in Yaoundé today. Up next is the summary of the news in the French language with you, Bernadette Messomo.
Bon après-midi, Madame, Monsieur. Assemblée nationale, les membres de la Commission des finances et du budget ont examiné au fond cette fin de matinée l'ordonnance du 20 juin notifiant et complétant certaines dispositions de la loi de finances de la République du Cameroun pour l'exercice 2024. Dès 17h ce jour, les membres de la Commission des lois constitutionnelles, quant à eux, examineront au fond le projet de texte portant prorogation du mandat des députés à l'Assemblée nationale. FOTRAC, acte 15, Cameroun, Gabon, Guinée équatoriale, le rendez-vous de l'intégration sous-régionale pour le développement socio-économique et culturel de la sous-région Afrique centrale s'ouvre ce jour par l'arrivée des délégations des différentes communautés économiques à Ebolova. Pendant 2 semaines, les participants à la fois transfrontaliers d'Afrique centrale s'adonneront à l'exhibition de leur savoir-faire, à des échanges B2B et au partage d'expériences. Parmi les innovations de la 15e édition de la FOTRAC, le concours d'art culinaire organisé en partenariat avec l'Association française d'aide aux planteurs et paysans d'Afrique. Près de 2000 jeunes élèves des classes de cours élémentaires 1 et de terminale prennent part à la 2e édition du programme d'excellence scolaire Chantal Biya ainsi qu'à la 5e édition des vacances informatiques de Bazou, dont le but est d'initier les jeunes aux nouvelles technologies de l'information et de la communication. Ces initiatives, portées par les députés d'UNDE, les honorables Rêve Angéline Chania et Jean-Claude Feute, ont été lancées ce samedi à l'esplanade de l'école catholique Saint-Quisito de Balingou par le sous-préfet de l'arrondissement de Bazou, Patrick Kani Mtsui. Pendant 6 semaines, outre les NTIC, les vacanciers seront initiés à la culture des hannetons et prendront part aux cours de langue maternelle. Enfin, sport, Jean-Pierre Sadi repose pour l'éternité depuis hier soir dans son Yoko natal. Décédé le 30 mai dernier, l'ancien entraîneur de football, champion d'Afrique 1988 avec les Lions Indomptables, a eu droit aux hommages fort émouvants. Amis, collègues, autorités administratives, traditionnelles et religieuses, membres du gouvernement ont fait le déplacement de Yoko pour apporter soutien et réconfort à la famille et pleurer. Madame, Messieurs, ne quittez pas, nos programmes se poursuivent sur le poste national.